little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
We're in Barricades. We're going to be playing some tracks from the upcoming record, European Heartbreak. This next song is called Simple Song.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Now, the Dutch singer Amber Arcades isn't your typical indie pop musician. Her talent spread much further than that. She's also trained as a lawyer and used to have a job assessing the claims of refugees seeking asylum in the Netherlands. These experiences aren't necessarily a direct influence on her new and rather timely album European Heartbreak, but they've certainly influenced the way that she thinks about relationships and what it means to be European, as she told Monocle's Daphne Karnesis when she came in recently to play us a few tracks.
So your new album's called European Heartbreak, something that I guess a lot of people can identify with across Europe at the moment. Mm-hmm. Was there a particular moment that stirred you to make this the topic of your album, or is it just the general feeling in Europe at the moment?
I guess it was a gradual process. It started more from like a personal experience, some challenges in my private life I was dealing with like at the time. Then having way too much free time, spending way too much free time online, reading all the Guardian articles about like... Well, I mean, obviously Brexit, but like, I feel like it's actually more of a worldwide thing right now, at least how I'm kind of like sensing it. Like, we're riding this wave and we're kind of like at the peak of like this kind of like isolationist feeling, you know, it's like America first, it's take back control of Britain. It's like, I feel like pretty much every country worldwide is now very kind of like closing down, you know, closing, focusing inwards. So it's kind of like that sentiment. Some stuff I was trying to make sense of in my own life. And then moving to LA to record the record and being there and just feeling kind of like out of place there, feeling very European, I guess, in a way. Just trying to make sense of like, what is it being European? Like, what is the stuff that does connect us at this time when, you know, everything seems to be falling apart?
And you mentioned America just there, and I think you've said in the past that, you know, if it were called American Heartbreak, that no one would, I guess, bat an eyelid.
Yeah, I know. I guess that's how it kind of felt. I mean, the last year we've had records come out. I think we had American Dream by LCD Sound System. We had American Utopia by David Byrne, and No More the Orchestra released this single called American Guilt. You know, even like U2 has a song or a record, I think, with like American in it. It's not even like a thing anymore that signifies like a country or anything, or a continent or whatever. And somehow with Europe, it just feels like, huh,
Yeah.
Oh, and, what's that?
And the word European, I guess, brings up many different connotations.
Yeah, many different connotations.
What does it make you think of, and how has that changed recently?
I guess, well, more as like in contrast to American, I guess, like the typical, yeah, just more like old world, you know, kind of like if America would be like the new world and I guess just old world nostalgia. I feel like a lot of times when European politicians are talking about like about the past, they're really like getting a lot of like their sense of pride and identity from that. Like, for example, in Holland, people still talk like in a very proud way about like the 17th century, you know, like the VOC, like the East Indian Company, like, yeah, that's when we were great and we were sailing everywhere and yeah, and we were in control and we were powerful. And but that's how like in the past, you know, and I feel like the last couple of decades was more maybe America kind of like the leader of the free world. But it's changing right now again, you know. I feel like Europe and America as well is just starting to like getting, yeah, gonna get a different position in the world. Maybe if you look at like how China is developing, how all these previously quote-unquote third world countries are doing right now, I feel like it's going to be quite a big change in the world order. So it's always, yeah, it's also kind of about that feeling like having to find a new position for that. This next song is called Where Did You Go?
I just wanted to ask you about the work that you've done assessing the claims of refugees mm-hmm. who've been granted asylum in the Netherlands, where you're from. Did mm-hmm. you take much from that experience into this new album?
Maybe. I mean, not literally. But I mean, everything you do shapes you, of course, and shapes your outlook on life. I guess it did have me like work a lot with the European system, I guess. So good night, Europe, closing the borders. That probably came from there. In that way. And also, like, so I was doing, like, a lot of claims that had to do with, like, family reunification. So husbands asking for their wives to come over or vice versa. And then you have to deal with a lot of cultural differences, because what we in the Netherlands see as, like, a valuable family relationship might be something very different in a country like Eritrea. So, for example, we'd have this request for a man to have his wife come over, and we'd interview them and be like, okay, so tell me about your life together. Because we have to like make a value judgment about whether they had a meaningful family relationship, you know? So you'll be talking to them and ask them like, okay, so when did you meet? Blah, blah, blah. How was your life? What did you do? Did you live together? How did you see each other? What did you do together? And for them, it's like a very, like we're used in the West, I think, to like meet someone, you know, go on a date, maybe go on the next date. And then if it goes well, like gradually builds up in a period of, I don't know, I guess it depends on the person, but let's say a period of like 6 months. And then you're like, okay, now we're a couple. And now we're like, have a meaningful relationship or whatever. And then maybe it will take even more years to like get married and really have what we would consider a family relationship. But there it's like...
not as simple.
Well, more simple actually. Just like there's a lot of arranged marriages. You just like your family finds you a husband or a wife, you get married. And then actually after you've married, most of the time they haven't met before the wedding. And then after the wedding, so they only meet for the first time at the wedding day. After the wedding, they both move back to their parents' houses. And then it can be like another 1 or 2 years before they like save up enough money to get their own house. And in those years, they might not even see each other either. So a lot of the couples we got in the interviews were like these situations where the husband had fled the country like right after the marriage. So basically he had only seen his wife one day. He didn't know anything about her, you know, like he couldn't tell me like what was her favorite food or anything personal. So then you get these questions. Okay, so then what is a meaningful relationship and who am I to pass a judgment on this? You know, it's cultural. So I guess in that way, it kind of influenced maybe the ideas about relationships or love that maybe come back in this record in a way that there's many different forms and it's not always easy to have a value about that.
And in an interview with The Guardian a couple of years ago, you said that you wanted to complete your lawyer's qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still wanting to do that?
I mean, well, I quit my job at the Immigration Service about 2 years ago. So I've been kind of like, at least for now, making this conscious decision of being a full-time musician, I guess, and just taking myself seriously and taking what I do seriously and like committing myself to it, which actually feels really good. So at this point, I'm not sure. Maybe in a couple of years, but for the next couple of years, I really want to focus on just like this life, I guess. This one's called Goodnight Europe.
I suppose it's hardly worth us, but I'm sad to see you go. Ooh.
been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Amber Arcades, and her new album, European Heartbreak, is out on the 28th September on Heavenly Records. This programme was produced by me, Holly Fisher, recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee, and thanks to Daphne Karnesis. We'll be back at the same time next week with plenty more live music for you, but until then, thanks for listening.